Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, this is Barbara Calvano, the host of Let's Ask the Angels here on Blog Talk Radio. Most Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and that's 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Thank you all who have listened in and are waiting for perhaps readings and coaching at the halfway mark. And again, I'm Barbara Calvano. If you're new listening to me, thank you so much for joining me. And you also can listen to me on replay here at on the downloads at Blog Talk Radio and also on iTunes on the podcast, Let's Ask the Angels. And I have a practice, a coaching practice, where I use practical skills, coaching that I've learned myself in the past 30 years here in the New York City area. And I use that in my sessions. And also I'm trained as an angel intuitive and other various certifications with the angel modality, fairies, flower therapy, crystals, and more. So you can find out all about me at bcalvanocoaching.com. And today I'm going to be giving the messages for July and also then taking your calls for mini angel card readings. And if you're listening and you'd like a reading, if you're coming back for a second time or third time, you know, let me also know how it's going with the coaching that I've given you before. What progress have you made? So it's important to know that we can do that. All right. And any other updates? No, just follow me at my website, bcalvanocoaching.com, or here at Blog Talk Radio, or at my Facebook page, again, B Calvano Coaching, for any updates on workshops, online webinars, etc., and special discounts that I offer. Oh, I am having one. 1 hour sessions, normally $150, is $100. And we can do that by Skype, FaceTime, and regular cell, or in person if you are in the New York City area. So some new energy, you know, July. Here we are in New York City. I'm speaking to people all over the world, but there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on, and the energy in July is going to be, let's say, it's going to be big. It's going to be big. We have astrological events, and then we have situations and events that are kind of culminating and building. So what do the angels want us to know? How do we navigate through that? I'm going to share with you what messages I've received personally and also with the cards. And I was guided to use the Abundance Oracle cards by Doreen Virtue and Grant Virtue, her son. And abundance is not just money, though many of us are focused on that. It's also courage. It's also strength. It's also focus, abundance. Yes, all of those things. Abundance in love, abundance in actions, abundance in peace, abundance. So one of the things the angel said to me as I was thinking, well, how do I talk about with what's happening with the politics in the world, especially here in the United States, global situations, and more. And the angels basically said these three things, and it's going to sound a little strong, but this is what they wanted me to say. Are you personally ready to be a force to be reckoned with? And what does that mean? Are you ready to live your life as you are the one? The second part of it is let it rip. What would it look like if you in your life let it rip? That means verbally, emotionally, physically, just be in your life 100% balls to the wall, unstoppable now. Not waiting anymore to be inspired, getting the right answers. Now is the time. The third part of the message is If you see something, say something. We see this often in New York City. So in our personal lives, we are seeing things. In our work, we are seeing things. In the world, we're seeing things. And sometimes we don't think we're the one to say anything. So not all of us are going to be political activists, spiritual activists, but many and all of us need to be activists in our own personal lives. So the angel messages right now is very, very loud. I mean, never heard them being so loud as saying, let it rip. And what that, you know, what it means is like, don't hold back anymore. And if you've been thinking of something and you've been dwelling on something and you've been trying to figure out the right way to do something, the angels are saying you already know what to do. Many of us are afraid. We don't want to risk. We don't want to feel. We don't want to feel pain. We think pain is bad. And it's a double-edged sword. There's a certain amount of pain that life has. Life is alive. You're going to feel when you're alive. And what the angels are saying is many of us have gone into angel work and crystals and healing, trying to avoid pain. So many of us are trying to live life, wanting more, wanting to create, but we want to do it at all costs, avoiding feeling life. Yeah, we want to avoid feeling life. So that's kind of funny, because in life we feel. And at the other side of that, because I've seen this in several of my clients recently, what are we doing to numb ourselves so we don't feel? Yeah, we just do this automatically, because part of us have a memory of when we were hurt emotionally, physically, and we don't want to feel. So the whole thing about working with the angels is that they will help us get through. They will help support us while we do things that are uncomfortable, while we can walk in uncertainty, while we can do things that we've never done before, because now is the time. July is asking us to step up, step into our power, step up into who we really are, not our ego and our mind that is constantly giving us these thoughts about this and that and this and that. And of course, there is always a strategy. There's a better way. But guess what? We have to jump in and start swimming and bump up against the walls and make mistakes and feel. That's really like the main thing, that we're being given the opportunity to feel a lot of upset right now. You know, there's a lot of upset in the world. Now, the positive thing about that is that if we can get in touch with our emotions, like feel, you know, recently I got in touch with a political situation and I was like, whoa, I didn't know I could hate anybody so much. Wow. I didn't have to judge myself. You should not feel that way. No, I was experiencing very, very big, deep, maximum feelings about a situation. And what that gives me is the opportunity to mirror that. How could I have that much compassion? So it is a time of phenomenal growth. And we can be distracted and become depressed, suicidal. Some of us become suicidal. We have suicidal thoughts. If that happens, you need to get help, professional help. You cannot do this alone. Some people think they can just do this alone and take a pill or take something. No, you need to help you. So this is a time of big, big, deep emotions. If you're listening today, I'm asserting that you have it within you to walk as a living master. It's something I'm going to be teaching about more. And what does that mean? You live with all your abilities that you were given, not just from this lifetime, but from many, many lifetimes. You have everything in your toolkit that you need to survive, to thrive, to manifest. It's only a matter of looking right now, whatever's in front of you, whatever is at your issues, your circumstances, whether it's your money or your health or relationships. That's your mirror right now of what you need to just take a look at, embrace, own it, and also know that I'm willing to dig deep. I'm willing to go in. And it's not just about me asking you, how are you feeling today? Because your feelings are going to change from hour to hour, day by day, week to week. And the only thing the angels are saying that we can do is to honor our commitments and our word. So who you are, yeah, part of you, it is your feelings, but mostly, no, it's not. It's what you have made a promise to. What is your word? For many of us, our word, that's our promise, is to get by, to avoid risking ourselves, to avoid being embarrassed, to avoid making mistakes, to avoid looking, you know, not so great. Those are unconscious promises we've made. So when we work with the angels, they help us on a daily basis to wake the F up. You know, it's time to let it rip. We all have something we care about, we stand for, and it's time to like rip off that shirt, you know, in a metaphor. You know, most of us are women who are listening today, but let it fly. And that means trust. If you have something you're passionate about, and many are embarking on moving, getting a new job, changing the dynamics from being a solo person and being in a partnership. So many things that we want to do, and you're supposed to do that. Yes, you would not have these ideas if they weren't given to you. You would not have them if they weren't yours. So the cards for this month is words of abundance. You have the ability to instantly manifest abundance by choosing powerfully positive words. Always describe your own and the world's economic situation in loving and optimistic terms. And that is what you attract for yourself and others. Again, you have the ability to instantly manifest abundance by choosing powerfully positive words. Always describe your own and the world's economic situation in loving and optimistic terms. And this is what you attract for yourself and others. So if you're attracting some pretty shitty, you know, excuse me, pretty bad situations, take a look at what are your thoughts. I always go back to Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. Affirmations are powerful. Then you need to back it up with some actions. And you need to give your word to it. It's one thing to say, I want this, I want to create that. And it's another thing to just negate it. And you know what I'm talking about. We just turn around and say, no, I don't really want that. It's too risky. It's too uncomfortable. I need to slip back into being depressed and blaming the world. And, you know, I got this condition, so therefore I'm not, you know, as able as somebody else. And some of us may have physical disabilities. I don't discount that. But many of us are using our sensitivities as an excuse not to be powerful in the world. And if you need to check out and sit out for 5 years to heal yourself like I did when I first got sober back 29 years ago, you sit out and you work on yourself and you do therapy and you do simple work that doesn't press you, but you allow that foundation of healing to build slowly. Many of us want quick fixes, quick fixes. That is as addictive as anything else in the world. There are ways to shift, and that can be quick to shift, but organically, healing may take time. But between you and me, 1 year, 1 week, 1 month, 10 years, in the eyes of the universe is nothing, nothing. So patience. Watch your ego. Are you somebody who wants to skip over your own spiritual work for quick fixes? And that's one of the things that's creating problems in the world. So again, words of abundance. Now, if you have a huge amount of debt and you're not working and you know you've been lazy and afraid and blaming and in a mire of a swamp of self-pity, yes, you can still say positive affirmations. But we're not putting icing on a mud pie. What we're doing is, yes, I got this mess over here. I got this situation that I'm not happy with, but I'm willing to look at it And I'm willing to affirm that in this timeline, in the universal zone, my success exists. My recovery exists. My financial reparations exist. Can you see that? So that's why letting it rip, being as powerful as you could ever, ever imagine yourself be, capable. I was reading an article that Obama wrote, and I don't talk about politics much, but I was reading something that he wrote. It's recently because he hasn't been saying much. And basically, he said this, stop waiting for me. Stop waiting for me. Stop waiting to be inspired by me or somebody else. Time for you to inspire yourself. The angels help us with that. They help us be the most capable person that we could possibly imagine, walking as an ascended master right now. So words of abundance important right now. And then the abundance mindset, which goes right into it. If you think of your abundance as something that happens in the future, then it will always be one day away from you. See, feel, think, and speak of abundance as something you already have in the present moment, and that is what you will experience. So again, you want to speak as it has, as if it's been occurring already, that it has occurred. Thank you for the job. Thank you for the incredible job working with wonderful people who respect and appreciate me, where I can fully express myself and my talents. Thank you for this beautiful home that I love, that I can live in and invite people over. Thank you for this incredible health that I have, where my body is strong and functions at maximum potential. Thank you. So this is what we say. And does it mean that we are that way right now? Maybe not. But in the time sense, we can feel it, see it, it exists. Powerful, powerful stuff. And you got to check on yourself. You might want to write it down so that you could repeat it 6 times a day. Yeah, throughout the day. Maybe it's every 2 hours. Some affirmation. Powerful. Because we need to retrain how we think. It's better to have no thoughts than to have thoughts that are saying, man, I'm having such a horrible day. And yeah, you can have that experience. Have it. But if you start posting and sharing about it on social media, you are perpetuating it for yourself and for others because they will chime in. Oh, yeah, I feel bad too. And before you know it, you've lathered the planet and the universe with your self-pity. Rather, speak to someone to the side personally. But if you put it on social media, you're basically transmitting to the universe, I want more of that. Unless you can speak about a victory where you stand in your word and your commitment that you will no longer have certain thoughts. Like if I have a suicidal thought, which I had had 30 years ago, right after I got married, you better believe I'm going to hit the pavement and find a therapist. But I have a commitment of being well. And that thought, if it doesn't even cross my mind. And if it did, I know it as it's not who I am and it's not what I stand for. I hope I'm making this clear. I hope it's resonating for some of you because many of you need to hear this. It is time to be someone that you can be reckoned with. That really means, are you willing to be what you stand for in life? And the second part, again, is let it rip. What would you do if you had total courage, bold, bold courage? What would you really say? What would you create? How would you be in the world? Would you just stop it already with belittling yourself and picking up pesky little annoyances about other people? Would you just stop it already? I would say yes. I would say you would stop it. And the next part is if you see something, say something. It is time to honor your feelings. Not again, we're not going to go on social media and propagate self-pity as a victim and say, well, but I'm sharing. That type of sharing really doesn't help the world. I'm at my age and my experience, it doesn't help. Share something as a victory over a predicament and then also share what you need to share as the healing part personally with someone. Or if you are going to share it publicly, share the outcome of victory so others can walk in that path and not succumb to the lower vibrations. And then the last card is this. It's clear and simple. The main message for July, do the work. It's not enough to dream or pray. You've also got to take the positive action steps that you are being divinely guided to take. Consistently working on your priorities will make them flourish like a lush flower garden. And just a little bit more on that, because it's so important. If you see this card, please don't think it as a chastisement. So we're not saying you're not doing the work. Nobody is doubting your work ethic or suggesting that you're not carrying your weight when it comes to your life purpose. Instead, this card reminds you to avoid the manifestation trap of doing visualizations, saying affirmations, offering up prayers, and so on, while ignoring inner guidance that advises you to take action. Now, many people right now are depressed because they're not taking action to finding work. They're not going through the process of having to get along with other people. They're just sitting around doing affirmations and smoking pot, or, you know, just taking some pills. Really not going to get you anywhere, not even 1 millimeter. If anything, it's setting you back into inactivity, ineptitude, and self-loathing, because you have to be in the world, and being in the world is not comfortable. It's not comfortable. It's not supposed to be comfortable. But what we do is we don't attach any meaning to discomfort. When we start saying, well, I shouldn't feel this way. No. You might feel uncomfortable if you're doing something for the first time. You might feel uncomfortable if you're really dealing with it. You don't have a savings account. You have no place to live. You know, your boyfriend left you. Your girlfriend left you. You know, all these emotions are real. But we are not our emotions, and we are not our stories. So it is up to us to take upon the guidance we've asked for. The majority of manifestations occur when we listen to our inner urge to make positive changes, learn something new, do research, make connections with others. I mean, these four things I could do a whole year, 5 years of seminars on this. Make connections with others. Many of us are hiding. It's very easy to hide. You go to work, you come home, you do a little something on social media, but are you really sharing yourself with your family, with the people at work who bug the hell out of you, that are irritating you? Are you taking a lot of shit from people? It is time for the quiet, loving, passive light workers to wake up. So July is about this. It's like, I mean, I'm hearing the message yesterday. I'm going, what? They're just saying, let it rip. Stop waiting for the perfect time. If you're an artist and you really want to make a statement, this is time to let it go. You know, really let it go to the wall. Everything. Life is a collaboration. From the moment we are born into the moment we transition, we are forever working with other people, our angels, and God. Without doing our part, we often don't get the results we would expect. What guidance have you been receiving that you've been ignoring? What guidance have you been receiving that you've been ignoring? Perhaps you feel intimidated, confused, doubtful, or unprepared to act on it. Yet God doesn't give us guidance unless we have the ability to follow it. So there are many of us that are in relationships that are going nowhere. Do you have the courage to say, hey, I would like to get married? And if not, I think we should break up. If you really, in your soul's heart, know you're supposed to be married. A lot of people are in what I call, like, they're drifting, or they're in this pause of kind of moving neither forward nor backward. Again, as Obama had said, don't wait to be inspired. Inspiration is just a chemical reaction in your brain. The people who are creating and making things happen, and there are a lot of negative things that are happening in the world, because those people don't wait to be inspired. They just want to see their result. So we, as the creative, heart-open, empathic people, need to just take actions and stop waiting to the point where we have no feelings, or stop doing those things that are having us not feel. I hope I'm making sense. So today, take one action. Step in the direction of your inner guidance. If you're unsure what to do, take a moment right now to pray for clarity. Then take another action tomorrow and another the next day. And soon you'll manifest support in ways that exceed your dreams. You know, I just spoke briefly about, I talk about sobriety because 29 years ago I got sober. I wasn't drinking every day, but I was guided from the angels that it was something I was allergic to, and I was getting depressed all the time. I wasn't sure what it was, and for me it was that I was using alcohol to help give me courage. When I stopped it, it was easy for me to stop, but what I wasn't prepared for was the next 5 years and continually today to learn how to work with people, how to be myself with people, how to communicate. So it wasn't about my addiction to, you know, the allergen of alcohol. For me, it was how to express myself so that I could be here today doing this, so I could later at age 40 go to acting school, become an actor, and be in film and TV and commercials. You know, there are things that I never thought I could do because I was hiding in my fear and whatever I was using so I wouldn't feel, whether it was over-exercising and as a dancer, doing just constantly dieting so I wouldn't feel. You know, you can do that also. You can overeat and you can undereat. You can overuse your credit cards. There's so many things that we can do to numb ourselves. And this is a topic that's not spoken about a lot. Addictions. So those are the things that numb us. And when we numb us, we give away our power. So July is the time to rise into your power. Be a force to be reckoned with. And you are a superpower, superhero in your own life. You are the one. Tag your it. Whether it's having a conversation that's uncomfortable, it could be about politics. One by one, we share ourselves. This whole thing that's been happening is a big mirror of where we have not been communicating. And we let people win, and we let people step over us. It's time. It's going to be like this. You will either step into your power and start experiencing life in a way you've never felt it before, viscerally, physically, emotionally. You're not going to die from feelings, I promise you. To having the health that you want, to having the home, family, relationships, the work that you want, having a government, a country that you want. It's going to take something. So I hope this is what the angels told me. They kept saying, let it rip. I'm like, what? You know, I'm even asking myself, what kind of videos would I be making if I really spoke up and said what I really wanted to? What kind of artwork would I make? And it's something that's in my mind, but I'm getting that the time is now. The time is now. Everyone who's listening has a special ability. I feel it. I see it. All of you. And each of you, whether it's making a small change in your life, when we make a change and we step into that commitment and that promise to ourselves to have our needs met financially, our emotional needs met in a relationship, to take care of our bodies so that we're not hurting ourselves anymore. This is a promise. And we've all made it before we even came into this incarnation, but it's now time to walk our talk. You make a tiny change that you're not going to do something anymore that hurts you. You're going to speak up instead of just letting people walk over you at work. These are tiny things, but they are huge. Because it's like a tiny hole in a balloon. And when we are not being truthful about it, the air leaks every day. And what happens to a balloon when it's slowly, slowly, slowly losing its air? It becomes soft. It becomes soft to the point, finally, where it becomes almost, you know, what a balloon looks like when it's lost all of its air, to the point where it finally expires. So, the million-dollar guidance today from the angels clearly is do the work. Do the work, not just affirmations and prayers. Do what is uncomfortable. Make the calls. Learn to be with people. If you need to take a course in communications, or you want, or take an acting class to wake up your ability to respond in communications, do that. If someone recommends something to you, don't just say no. Oh, Google it. Oh, it got bad reviews. But what about the person who recommended it to you? Do you see any qualities in that person that you would like to have, that you would like to grow? It's going to take something to stay awake, stay awake, stay awake. You know, Let's Ask the Angels has been on for, I don't know, 5-6 years now. And I'm getting the message to change the title to Living in Mastery, Walking the Path of the Ascended Master. The angels already have given us our messages. We've just been ignoring them or trying to find an easier way to get what we want without feeling the pain of risk, failure. So those are the messages. I'm now going to take your calls for some mini readings. So these are not long, extensive readings that I do in my sessions. Again, I'm Barbara Calvano, and I do one-hour sessions also. At this time in the summer, I have a discounted rate of $100, and we do them by Skype, FaceTime, or in person here in the New York City area. And if you've called in before and you're asking an additional question, just let me know how it worked before with the guidance I've given you. Just taking some water. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening today. And again, to find out more about me, you can go to my website at bcalvanocoaching.com. I absolutely appreciate your listening. And I'm here for you to live your life empowered, to live your life so that at the end of your life, your last breath, that you feel that you have made a difference. Finding is that the difference is not necessarily going to be what we look like, how thin we were, what our accomplishments were. Did you face your fears? And if you needed, did you get some support to help you? Because we're not here to do this alone. I'm here to support you. Someone supported me. Someone gave me suggestions, hope, and guidance when I knew that there was more to my life than just surviving and just getting by. I knew that there were things I couldn't see on my own. And if I had just listened to myself over and over, I would still be with the same circumstances, you know, with the same problems. But that one point that I said, you know, I want to trust that what my friend over there has with her husband is something that I want. I secretly want that. How did she do that? Because I sure as hell am not meeting the right men. So I listened, I took the advice, and I had to make an investment, and I had to take a risk. But that led me to taking more risks and becoming someone who's willing to be unstoppable for my own growth. See, I don't put it on my husband or anybody else to make me happy, or even the government. I have to source my own happiness. And I got to learn that. And I'm sharing that light with you and others today. All right, my friends. So here we go. I'm a one-man team here. So I'm going to just go ahead and take your callers. Area code 805. What is your name and how can I help you today? Hello there.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. This is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Yeah, my finances aren't good. You know, I get Social Security. I'm trying to look for a little part-time job, but I haven't had any luck. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. You know, I have been lucky in the past, so I enter sweepstakes and all, so I'm kind of expecting to win something.
Okay. Well, that's interesting because, you know, it's an awareness that you have. Don't waste. The angels are saying, do not play or gamble any money that I don't think you're doing this. I don't think you're doing it. Don't gamble or, don't gamble any money that you don't have. Does that make sense? Because there are people who really don't have the money, and I see them putting down $50 a week when they could be taking a course and learning something, a new skill to help them. So, you know, just be honest of how much you're putting on that kind of like woo-woo thing, right? You know, it's like, all right, you know that that's chance. What is the thing that you're avoiding? So, you know, as I had spoken in the messages today. If you're avoiding learning a new skill, you want to take a look at that, because to be all honest, you know, it's a new world. It's a new world with technology, and there are a lot of jobs that require it. So as long as you're putting yourself out there, it's like you got to do it. If you have any fears about that you're not qualified to meet the new market of what people are doing in hiring, and go to Apple School or do something. There are a lot of free things that you can do to learn, or do something that doesn't require technology. Maybe you're working with flowers or in a garden center, or, you know, whatever it is. Be rigorously honest with yourself right now. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I am taking classes.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah.
So the one thing that I got for you, I pulled you a card and it says, new project, like a newborn baby, your actions are growing your idea into reality. Do you have an idea that you are kind of to work in self-employment or something? Is there something an idea that you have to work on your own?
I don't have any yet, no.
Okay. Because here it says possible new project. There may be something that, you know, it may even be buried, something that you've thought about that you had even 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or even as a child, something that you could do. The main thing is, like I said in the reading for the month of July, watch your thoughts. If you have any thoughts that, oh, I've been looking for work for a long time and nothing's happening, and the next thought is it will probably not happen, then your words will prophesize your life. It won't happen. But if you if you affirm, thank you for this incredible job in my life. I mean, really, it sounds a little crazy sometimes, the affirmations, but it sure does work, because if you're walking around as a downer or someone who's not positive, you're not going to attract it. You're just not going to attract it, you know? So whatever you can do to clarify that energy in you, for you, you just have to shift it right now. Okay, because I think that's what we're pinpointing. It's just stop saying that you don't have work, and stop relying on the lottery or whatever you're doing for that money, because a lot of people do that.
Yeah, I think I do it too.
You know, it's like that $5 or $10 or even $1 could be a new app that you could learn something on. You know, there's so many things that we could do. Listen to a podcast. There are so many incredible free podcasts on positive growth, success. You know who are listening and watching all of those? Are the people who, yes, they're already making a lot of money, but how do they continually do that? They're constantly feeding their mind with positivity, excitement, creativity. And the other folks are hitting the, you know, they're going to the corner and buying their $1, $2, $5 lotto tickets. Do you see the difference?
Yeah, but sometimes they win.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes they win. But it's like, you know, the person who wants to get married can just casually date, or they can make a commitment and promise to themselves that they will be married within the next year, like I did back in 1988, and then take a course that is a foundation for creating that. I took a course called Sex and Intimacy. I looked at all my issues and problems that didn't work in relationships. And by the 7th session out of 10, I met my future husband. And I met him in August, got engaged in November, and we married the following June. So this is what I'm talking about. So you can keep playing lotto, or you can say, I will have a job within 1 month, 3 months, and then get yourself into action in a way you've never done before. Or you can keep saying, I hope I win with lotto, and I'll say good luck with that. You know? It's a completely different energy of ownership. If you own that you are responsible, not the gambling, you're going to have a different result. That's it. You're going to have a completely different result. And if you're already on Social Security, you said?
Yes, I'm 64.
All right. Okay, so we're the same age. We're the same age. So we could easily just say, well, you know, I've been there, I've done that, you know, I don't have the energy. Watch my thoughts. I don't have the energy of someone younger, do that. Oh, you know, some people win it with lotto, I'll just do that. Yeah, you can do that. I can do that. But what is it going to yield? So basically, you know, the angel messages for you for July are for you also. Watch your words and do the work. And do the work is, what is it that you, which, who can you call if you're really interested in a job? Who can you contact? Where can you meet people? You know, we have to get out and be with people, you know, and not just the person that we buy our, you know, I'm saying lotto ticket. I don't know what it is, you know, but I see that happening and there's a general energy. Yeah. And sometimes they win. So you win $50 or $500. But if your focus is on that, I can't help you. Okay. And here's the card for you. It says, accept help from others. Life is out of balance, stress-related health concerns. So I don't know what's going on with your health, but stress is not, you know.
Yeah, I meditate every day, too. I meditate for 40 minutes a day, so I'm a pretty calm person. I don't have anxiety or anything like that.
Okay. Well, I'm not a fortune teller, so I'm not going to tell you when you're going to have a job, but I can say that if you've manifested winning before in lottery, you can manifest a job. The truth is, do you really want one, or do you want a quick fix that like I talked about? And I'm sensing that you may not really want a job. You may want someone to dump, you know, $1,000, $10,000 on you. So, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. And if that's supposed to be, it'll happen. But between you and me, I love being in the process of life. I love overcoming my challenges. I love on a daily basis learning new skills. I love it. It leaves me being a happy person. So that's what the angels are saying is, you know, do what makes you happy. And I'm sensing you want something else. Otherwise, you wouldn't ask that question.
Yeah. Definitely. It gets a little boring sometimes not doing much.
Yeah, because people think that at our age, you know, I don't know what they think, but it's a completely different world. We could live another 60 years. I plan to.
Yeah.
You know, I plan to. I just hit the mid mark. So there are things that I want to do, and writing and making new art. Even making music. There's so many things to do. So that's what I feel like I'm guided to share with you and anybody else who's listening who might be in the same situation. We say we want a new job, but we really don't. You know, we want someone to. And you know what? Maybe you want a partner. I don't know if you have a partner. There's nothing wrong with.
No, I don't.
Okay. Because some people may want a partner. And you know what? Have a partner that has extra finances or extra, you know, a support that could help you if you want to create together in life. And, you know, that's all I can share with you today. I got to go on to the next caller.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you.
Nice.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay. Now we're going to area code 256. What is your name and how can I help you? Hello there.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking.
Good. Well, I'm also looking for a job, but a different type of job that allow me to show my skills and to learn something new this time. And what you said before to the other caller really spoke to me. So this is like a message from the angels.
Okay, good, because I thought that her question was really very valuable for everybody. You know, because we say we want something, but then energetically, we really don't, you know. So, and we can also, you know, it's not like we ask for exactly what we want from the universe, because the universe, God, Goddess is going to give us what we need, right? But I like the fact that you already know, you have an idea, keep doing your research. That was part of the July message. You know, keep doing your research and take a small action.
Okay.
It can be so small. Your willingness is an energy. And I have this for you. I have Ace of Fire. I'm doing the Angel Tarot. This is an exciting new opportunity, career advancement, change your life now. This, I really feel that for many of you listening today, it's a pivotal moment. If you accept that you have the power, you do. It's all in you. It's all in you right now, today, in this moment. It's in moment. And stay open in your heart that something exciting, a new opportunity is coming your way. So our affirmation is thank you for this exciting new opportunity. Thank you.
Okay.
Because you already established that you know you want to learn more. You know, you know that. And you know what makes you feel good, right?
Right.
So you have Ace of Fire. I just feel really good about stay in that positive mindset. And again, it's not about we cover up like, mud pie, icing on a mud pie. It's not that what we do that. There are things that we need to face that are real. But on the other hand, we know that God, universe, goddess has unlimited abundance for us. And I'm guided to share. Find also, listen every day to something really super positive. Like I listen to Bishop Jake sometimes. I listen to Tony Robbins. I listen to, you know, other, you know, incredible women podcasters who are sharing, basically they're sharing how to just keep going, you know? So, and a lot of it is all free. It's all free, you know, on the internet. So it's where are we going to put our mind? Are we going to wait for someone to dump a bunch of money in our lap? Yeah, sometimes that happens, you know. But it's way more good for your brain and my body if I am in life, enjoying this process, sharing it with others. You know, you and I, we're in this together, you know.
Right.
So that is your message for the day.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you for listening. Have a beautiful day.
Okay. You too.
Thank you. So next caller is area code. Let me see. 914, what is your name and how can I help you today?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hello.
Yeah, pardon, there's my neighbors walking up and down steps and I can hear it. If I can hear it in my earphones, you can probably hear it too. But anyway, so what is your question? How can we help you today?
I was just wondering if you could pick up anything in terms of my health or my love or career. So just anything in general.
Okay, so, you know, I do mini readings, so it's not going to be very extensive or long. The very first question you asked was about your health, and I'm not a fortune teller. You know, what I do is I do sometimes pick up on energy blocks. So what I'm picking up is also that you already have a concern about your health. Have you seen a doctor? Have you had a checkup?
Yes.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
And is there anything that they've said that's not great right now?
Actually, it was better than I expected. They didn't find anything.
Okay, but you feel like there is something? Like you feel like that you don't have energy? Do you feel like there's something that you feel that there is going on? Okay. So what I'm picking up is, would you say that you've been feeling low lately, or you've been feeling, I don't want to put the word depressed on you, but you're not just feeling lack of joy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then the next question you were asking was about money and relationships and work, right? So are those things in balance, or are those things that you would like to change?
I guess they're not in total balance. Yeah, I would like to change.
Okay, so what the angels are saying is that you already know what you need to change. And anytime someone has the kind of energy that I'm feeling with you is that you may be afraid to make the changes. And when we are afraid, sometimes we get angry with ourselves. And that anger can turn into depression. I want to say it again. So we know that we have to make changes. And then we get a little scared. And then we get angry with ourselves of being scared. So we, instead of saying to ourselves, man, you know, you're so scared, what's wrong with you? Or even if you say it out loud, your ears would say, that's kind of stupid. You know, of course I'm scared. Mm-hmm. Making changes are not easy. They're scary for everybody. But we don't say it. We don't communicate it to ourselves deeply or even to another human being. And then we've got this energy of being covered up, like we push it down. And then all of a sudden we feel like we don't feel too great.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's something you need to change with your work, something you need to talk to somebody about, things that are going on anywhere, family, work, even with anything, you need to speak up, you need to articulate, you need to communicate, you got to get it out of your body. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the kind of work that I do when I do one-on-one sessions, you know, also. So whether you do it with me or you do it with someone else, you need to work with someone who's going to help you voice, use your voice and stop pushing it down. Because like you said, the doctor said everything was fine with you, but your energy is as if you could be depressed. You know, we all can have some depression. It doesn't mean we are clinically depressed or, you know, it's going to last for our whole life. It could just be depressed. What does that mean? It means pushed down. We're pushing down our feelings. So you could write it out. You could write down all the things that you're not happy about, so that you can get it out of your body. You could start working out more physically, strongly, yoga, breathing, walking, some light weights, so that you can feel stronger, right? So you want to change the energy in your body. You want to move the energy in your body. And if you have the ability, you might want to work with someone one-on-one to help you get through this. Because sometimes it's something from the past that still haunts us that we carry with us. You know, we're all grown up. We want to make changes. We want to do things in the world, but we kind of feel a little stopped or even paralyzed or even, yeah, we can't even move. And we just go through the same motions over and over and over again. So you can just call on their angels. We can call on the angels to give you the clarity on what step to take. All right.
Okay.
So that's what we see. So you even sound different now. You know, you sound different now than when you first asked the question.
Yeah.
All right. So you know your energy is off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like the doctor said, oh, you got a clean bill of health, but you know, like, man, I just don't feel right. Yeah, because your energy is probably not cranking. Your energy stopped. So even if you can, man, I love yoga because you get in touch with your feelings in yoga and you learn how to be a pretzel and you can bend and you can twist and all that. But you breathe. You start breathing and feeling everything. All right. So I know that you're on the right track. It's only a matter of you keeping the word to yourself that, you know, I'm committed to being fully alive and fully self-expressed and feeling great. All right, angels, what should I do today? What tiny action can I take? And I don't think you're doing anything like alcohol or drugs, because some people use that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be a little bit of pot every day, you know, because I'm just taking the edge off. For me, it was that little wine cooler. I don't know if they have wine coolers anymore today, you know. But, you know, like, do they have wine coolers? I don't think I've seen an ad for a wine cooler. That was my favorite little beverage. It took the edge off of things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my friend. So I hope that you are, you know, more empowered. There are some videos I have on my YouTube channel that you could watch where I've given talks on how to step into your power. And you can go to Barbara Calvano, Be Calvano Coaching, because there's another Barbara Calvano, Be Calvano Coaching, and you could watch one of those. But you want to start giving yourself, you know what to do. You know something's off. And I'm here to tell you, you can do this. You can retrieve your power. It's right there. It's right there. It's a matter of you saying, I'm done with feeling less than who I can be. I'm just done. You know, that's the angel's message for this month. Let it rip. Like, you know, and if you know how the little kids can just, you put them outside and they just start running as fast as they can, right? Right?
Yeah.
And they don't even know where they're going. They just run, right? So the angels want us to get that spirit inside of us. So get your body moving and just, I see you getting well. I see this thing happening. But even if you take a tiny action, you want to take a tiny action every day, and before you know it, it'll be part of who you are. It's taking these actions. You know, people are either taking actions to feel more alive, or they're taking tiny actions every day to feel dead. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
And we can make a promise and a commitment to ourselves that we are for life, then we will do some things that are for life. And if we are doing those other stupid actions, we could forgive ourselves. That bag of Oreos does not really work for me. That was for death, but I forgive myself. That pint of Haagen-Dazs, you know, all right. And then just get back on the wagon, you know. All right, my friend. So I hope that's a little bit helpful today. And again, I do 1-hour sessions for people, Skype and FaceTime, if you feel guided to do that with me. Or do find somebody and do watch a video, and you'll
thank
see
you.
A big difference. Okay, my friend, thank you for calling.
That helps a lot. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you for your question. God bless you, too. All right, now we have area code, my area code, 718. Hi, what is your name and how can I help you? Hello there.
Hi, my name is Katie, and I love your show. It's amazing.
thank you.
I would love also to be in a relationship and meet someone I'm actually attracted to. I really haven't met anybody in a long time.
Okay.
And I'm just open to receiving love and sharing love. So I wonder what you're getting from me.
Okay. So are you doing online dating?
No.
Okay. Is it something that calls to you or not? I'm sensing it does not call to you at all. That's okay.
No.
Okay, no. Good. That will check that off. Okay. So what the angels are saying is I'm going to pull a card for you, but the angels are saying once you have opened your heart and you've prayed for that, it exists. So this partner exists for you. It's only a matter of you being in the place where he can find you. You know, the person can find you.
Right.
Right? So it's a matter of that. So make sure that if you get invited to go somewhere that you go. And sometimes you think, well, why would I go to this thing? I'm really not interested. But sometimes that thing leads to something else. So I'm really feeling is that don't hide. This is a beautiful time of year to be out. Don't expect it to happen how you think it should happen. That's what they're saying. Be open to new possibilities. And the card that I have here is separation. It says time apart from your partners on the horizon. Is there anybody that you just broke up with, or when was the last time you were in a relationship?
I have an ex, but it has been a few years. We're still in contact sometimes.
Okay. All right. So that's what we're talking about. So you want to, I don't have a lot of time as we finish this show. The fact that I got the first message with separation is that as long as you keep the ex in your life, you want to be clear. You want to be clear that you're not leaning on that person to occupy you from being bored. It's better to be bored and alone and open yourself up so that then you're an empty space so that can be filled with someone new instead of it being occupied by your ex. Does that make sense?
Yeah, he's not even in town. It's nothing like that. It's nothing like that. But yeah, I'm free and open. I just have to start socializing.
Yeah, socializing, and it says, have you met anybody recently? Because there's a word chemistry, is that you might have met this person, new person, recently. And then it says there is true love. So I'm getting the angels are saying there's a possibility that you've met this person recently, and if not recently, I'm even getting the message that it could have been a past life that you've met this person. So it's a very, very strong message. You're going to meet this person soon. You are so open and ready. Your ex does not occupy. Yeah, the ex does not occupy a space, you know, of blocking you. Just that's what the thing you want to watch is. Make sure that he's also clear, he or she. Now you have to be careful. That there's no connection. Make sure that that person wants you to be happy, too. That's what it is. All right? That you have their blessing. Because we can have exes who don't want us to be happy. So, all right? So I don't know why. Yeah. Angel said to say that.
Okay. Okay. All right, I got
my
friend. I got it.
And I just feel going to happen soon. Just stay open. You're so ready. And that's the main thing.
I
you prepared
am.
Yourself to be ready. And you got rid of what didn't work. Hello. You did the
yep.
work. You did the
yep,
work.
I did. I
so
did.
We
I
bless
did.
You, you know, in this beautiful month of July, not just sitting around doing affirmations and holding our crystals. You want to go out.
No. Yes, I need to mingle. Make time for mingling.
I am not going to tell you what color candle to light.
No, I have them already.
Okay,
and
see,
crystals.
I saw candles. I saw that. Okay, so I see.
Well, thank
you, know,
you.
Bright colors, bright color dress. Just be beautiful. Let yourself beam and shine. The person will find you. And he or she may not look like what you thought, but you'll know the energy. You'll know the energy. You'll
yeah,
know the energy.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. You are so ready. And
I
good
am.
Work.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, good work.
Thank you
it was
so
not
much.
Easy, and you did the work. All right. All right. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you
Thanks
can join
so
me
much.
Again. Have a beautiful weekend. Okay. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Thanks. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening today, and I'll be back next Saturday. Have a beautiful, beautiful week. And to get in touch with me, you know, go to my website, bcalvanocoaching.com, or on my Facebook page. Also, join me there. And sometimes I do free readings also there on my page. So I just want to let you know. Have an incredible day. Thank you. Bye-bye.